In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So let me guess, after last weekend's sermon, since I had so many compliments on it, you're expecting the same type of sermon today. Sorry. Actually, today's is a bit of a continuation on last week's. I got to thinking about this, and this is a very common story that's told in the church, especially on today, the baptism of our Lord, right? There's always been something that's bothered me about this story. Is that you?
Aliens.
Stray electrons. What has bothered me about this story is the statement at the end. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. I have watched throughout history this bit be used to actually relegate the Bible to nothing more than a story. To show and somehow seemingly prove the significance of the Bible. It's a common thing. I mean, we even have books written on it. Scripture is narrative. Scripture is as story. Scripture is fairy tale or folklore or legend or whatever you want to call it. So as I began to think about this, in addition to everything else that has gone on this week, I focus in on these words. You are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This actually started a heresy in the church. One of the heresies that it started, one of the most important heresies that it started, was the idea that it didn't have to be Jesus Christ. It could have been anyone. It's called adoptionism. Problem with adoptionism is you do not become God. You either are God or you are not God. That spark has to exist from the very, very beginning. Which is why when we talk about Christ's birth, we have God is fully human and God is fully man. Both united together. Right? So let's talk about the Bible as a story for a moment. Now, I'll call to your mind other great stories. One that you may have read in this recent season was A Christmas Carol. Maybe you're familiar with King Arthur. Maybe you're familiar with C.S. Lewis and his series, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Chronicles of Narnia. Point is, all of you have read a book at one point or another, or have read a story at one point or another. So there is a very simple question. What is the purpose of a narrator? Is it for the character's edification? Or for the people in the story? Why would God tell his son in a loud voice that all could hear what the son already knew? So everyone else knows. It's character development, not for Christ, but for us. It is a proof. It is a keystone to understanding. Christ didn't come to us with absolutely no knowledge. Remember John? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. When you realize that, you can understand that God is talking to himself because apparently that's the only way he's going to have an intelligent conversation. Kidding. Old joke. It is for the purpose of the people. What were the people doing at the time? They're questioning whether John is the Messiah, who John sits there and says, there's one coming after me that I am not worthy to even untie the thong of his sandal. Which, in the Middle East culture, is the lowest of jobs. It is where all the dirt and the grime resides. It makes you unclean. John, who brought to people the baptism of the repentance of sin, is not even worthy enough to have the lowest job there is when compared to who is coming. The people literally just got done hearing this. What is the next thing that they hear? The declaration by God about his son and who he is. That was not for Christ's benefit. That was for us. That was for the people then, but more importantly, for us now. To understand the one who has come, the light to the world that people traveled so far to worship. There are narrative aspects in the Bible, but it does not make it a fairy tale. It does not make it a story. It doesn't make it a legend. Doesn't make it a parable or a farce. God speaks to us at all times and in all places in the only way that he seems to be able to reach many. Narration is not for the characters of the story. They already know what they're doing. It's for the people outside the story. It is for us. Think about that this week.